Welcome to Subtitles On Season 2. You're here with G
and V.
Hey V, how are you going?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can we still say Happy New Year?
I think so. I mean, I've been continuously saying it. I'll be saying it into February.
Yeah, when do you have to stop saying it?
Stop. Now's probably the appropriate time.
Yeah, I think so.
So this New Year's, what I decided to do was a bit of a mistake. I decided to, for the first time, cook lobsters, which I know buying lobsters are expensive, particularly when you go out to restaurants. But what I didn't realize is how expensive they actually are. And I'm looking on the wall and I can see it's like $100 per kilo. I pick out two lobsters. I'm like, these guys look like, I don't know, maybe half a kilo. They were not. I spent $250 on two lobsters. And I wasn't really planning on doing like a hugely extravagant thing for like a bunch of guests. It was me and Aina at home, like for New Year's.
Yeah.
With like these two ginormous lobsters. It was a disaster.
And you're too polite to put them back.
Oh, I was too polite. I know. Anyone else would be like, well, just say no.
Yeah.
I'm standing there with lobsters in a bag. I was like, thank you, sir. Dying.
So I reckon we should chat a little bit about last year. And because I think it's good always, New Year, not that I'm into resolutions, but kind of, I guess, a reset.
Yes, agree.
Because I think we had big plans last year for the podcast. I guess there was the pandemic that kind of, A, it got in the way, but it also, in some ways, I think, helped us to kind of actually finally bring it to life.
You actually, in our very first welcome episode of season one, I asked you how you were going, and you said, I've got some really high highs and some really low lows. Mm. And that is probably a really accurate, and that was the very beginning of COVID, but that's a pretty accurate description of how the year kind of landed, really.
Yeah. I still feel like that, to be honest. I haven't really found my groove working from home.
Yeah.
Because we're still working from home a few days a week. Mm. And it annoys me. Like some mornings I wake up and I am bouncing off the walls with motivation.
Totally.
And then by 10 o'clock I'm like,
I'm out. Totally. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't feel like I had that as much when I was in the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
it routine? I don't know.
I think it is routine.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so is that the plan this year? We're getting into a routine.
We're in a routine. We had a planning meeting.
Yes.
As we do. We've made a beautiful Trello board.
Mapped it all out.
A content board. And so I think this year we're going to continue to focus on obviously debunking kind of all the jargon around legal corporate topics.
Yeah.
But I thought we'd also maybe throw in every second episode or even in each episode a little bit more about what's in the news kind of in startup land.
Exactly.
It's more general.
It's kind of like taking the concepts and then seeing what they mean in practice.
Yeah.
And kind of sharing with you guys about, okay, how does this actually work and what's happening? Okay, we can theoretically talk about an ESOP, but what does that actually look like?
Yeah. And what are people doing?
What are people doing? What's on trend with ESOPs?
Yeah.
It is a bit – it's funny because we do find, you know, year on year that some things do kind of come in and come out in business. You know, it'll be really popular to be, I don't know, issuing options over shares or companies taking on more debt earlier. That's
totally.
Almost a trend.
It is.
And so, yeah, we want to share those trends with you guys so you can see actually what's hot in business right now.
Absolutely.
All right, G, let's talk about what we're planning on talking about this season.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it would be interesting to kind of maybe talk a little bit about what we think 2021 will look like.
Some predictions. Some of our thoughts as to what we think is going to happen.
Yeah. So I think one thing this year that we're certainly going to focus on, because I just think it is the topic or trend or what is going to happen in 2021. But that's the synchronization of global decarbonization. And what I mean by that sounds like a lot of weird words and just jargon, right? But I guess the idea of decarbonization is the idea of reducing carbon emissions.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I think that we have a pretty interesting year ahead of us, and many people are certainly saying that this is the year that it's going to happen.
I mean, the Larry Fink letter to CEOs, his theme was climate change this year. And I think that focus on business and climate change. So I totally agree. I think it's definitely in the forefront of businesses' minds right now.
Yeah. And yeah, I think also obviously with COVID, I mean, it's kind of realigned and refocused everyone's attention on sustainability. The fact that life is so fragile, you know, we had a pandemic that's here wiping out huge amounts of population around the world. But bigger than that is we've got obviously this huge climate crisis, which we're all in the middle of. And so focusing everyone's attention on that. But with COVID, I think also has obviously come the opportunity because of the huge impact it's had on economies around the world is these huge fiscal stimulus packages and kind of nothing like, you know, we haven't seen anything like this since World War II. And so, you know, back in the day when in World War II, there was huge infrastructure projects that were, you know, used to kind of stimulate the economy back then. The same is what I think we're going to see this year, but obviously with the focus on green policy. And that's certainly what the EU is doing. And I think we'll see the same in, you know, America. And I think even here, yeah. I think what's really interesting here is hydrogen. And so, yeah, I would love to have, yeah, just a few episodes where we'll pick the brains of some of the experts within our firm.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about this one because admittedly, I haven't looked into it that closely.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do a little bit of research on it. And I know you've had a much closer look on it. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say on it.
The other one, I mean, we did actually record The Purpose and Profit. But I think that's another big trend.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do another re-recording of that one.
Yeah.
I think that's a massive trend at the moment. The company's considering and talking about what their purpose is,
yeah.
what drives them, why they're around, but then also the element of kind of social impact.
Yeah. And I mean, decarbonisation fits in so naturally to that because,
absolutely.
You know, there is kind of a recognition there that there's purpose.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's obviously a profit to be made.
Exactly. And then I think we're also going to look at funding trends.
Yeah.
What's actually happening out there? Are we seeing, and again, with an overlay of looking at how, you know, women have actually been treated, even looking at it from last year and yeah. what we think is going to happen next yeah. year. Gee, I know you pulled something out a little earlier on about a reflection of funding for women last year was actually really poor.
Yeah.
So the other thing that we are launching this season, which I'm super excited about, is our newsletter.
Yes.
So that'll come out next week. And really, it's just a grab as to what we're talking about, a few news clips, stuff that interests us
yeah.
and will hopefully interest you too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks again for listening. It's going to be a really exciting season and we're really excited about you joining us. If you've got any suggestions about topics, you've got further questions, please drop us a line and check out our website, subtitleson.com.